Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellem about his Systematic Theology, the first volume. We've been working our way through it, and we ended up last time in chapter 18, and we're going to continue with chapter 18 today, dealing with the attributes of God. These have been just been a fascinating discussion. We learn here something of what the distance is between the creator and the creature, between God and us. Well, we've been working our way through it, and we picked up, I think we had left off last time, dealing with God's omniscience. We talked about his foreknowledge somewhat, but let's pick up on that a little bit more, particularly with the idea of divine foreknowledge and human freedom. Steve, if God knows all things future to us, then that necessarily implies that all things are fixed. They're certain. What's decreed is decreed. So, what does that say about human freedom? Talk to us about libertarian freedom versus compatibilism and those things.
Yeah, I mean, this is a perennial discussion, right? Once you have God who has planned all things and knows all things. So we're thinking here of God's knowledge. In Scripture, God knows everything. When we say he knows all things to us, past, present, future. He's not caught by surprise, he's not changing in his knowledge. So, of course, there's where omniscience and immutability come together. He's not, going to be fallible, or he's not going to get things wrong. I mean, you have that strong view of omniscience, and tied to that, we speak of foreknowledge. Even that concept, right, is bringing in notion of space, time, particularly time. Obviously, God exists before creation. He's the eternal one. We've talked about eternity, so that he has a plan. We talk about that in terms of the decree before the foundation of the world, right? So he knows all things. He plans all things before the foundation of the world. So in terms of what will transpire in the world, he creates the world and all of history that unfolds. It's not that he is learning from history. He's not that he's dependent upon what we do in order to figure out, learn and understand and have knowledge. He already has planned that and has known that before all time. And of course, this raises then the relationship between, well, if he knows all things and he's not going to be changing his knowledge, he's not dependent upon the creature, well, then what about human freedom? Because we will do what God has known we're going to do, right? And Arminian theology, particularly, focuses on that foreknowledge piece of it. Reformed theology will obviously emphasize divine foreknowledge, omniscience, but they will tie God's knowledge much more to his planning of all things. He plans all things, thus he knows all things. But particularly the issue of Arminian, where they want to say God foreknows what we will do ahead of time, and on the basis of that, then incorporates that into his plan. You can see that most clearly in salvation, where election is conditioned upon what he foreknows in terms of foreseen, foreknown faith.